Hello, good evening.
Hello.
My name is Jay. I'm calling you on behalf of Opinion Research. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick, not even 5 minutes of your time? Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, thank you. Maybe somebody in the house might be able to help us.
Wait, did you say worker or voter?
Voter. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. Yes, I am.
You are? Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, did you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely, or never?
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Thank you. Moving forward. Now, do you recognize the name Donald Trump?
Of course.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion on Mr. Trump?
Neutral.
How about Keith Gross? Do you recognize the name?
Who?
Keith Gross?
No.
Recognize the name? Okay.
No.
And how about Mr. Rick Scott?
Yeah.
Is that a ring a bell? Yeah. Favorable, unfavorable, neutral, or no opinion?
Not favorable.
Unfavorable? Okay. So, well, how about Mr. Ron DeSantis?
No,
you're
favorable
towards Rick Scott?
No, I'm not.
So you're unfavorable. Can I record that as your answer?
Unfavorable, yes. Unfavorable.
Thank you. How about Mr. Ron DeSantis? Same question.
Yes, I know who he is.
Favorable?
Undecided. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. How should I record your answer? Favorable, unfavorable, neutral, or no opinion?
Neutral.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your patience. Now, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, from who would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott, if you had to choose?
I really don't know, to be honest with you. I really don't know. I can't even answer this question because I know the next question you're going to ask me is between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis.
No, not at all. We moved forward to a different topic. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Thank you. How about do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance in reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government? Approve or disapprove?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you.
Okay, let's move forward. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Thank you. Now, during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, and he was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they will win. Some blame Scott's suggestions to cut Social Security as a reason. Now, does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
Less likely.
Thank you. Now, finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, from who would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott? If you have to choose, just for the sake of the research.
I really don't know because I don't know anything about Gross.
Okay. We can finish this up right now, okay? And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race, ethnicity, white, Caucasian, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, or other?
I'm a lot. I'm American Indian, I'm half Mexican, and I'm half Caucasian. Or not.
Okay, how should I, Well, that's right, before your answer. It's just for the sake of the research. Can you pick one?
American Indian and
okay.
Mexican. I really can't. I mean, I'm half and half.
Okay. How about, because the options that I have is white, Caucasian, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino. Can we pick that one for the sake of the research? Saying you half Latino, half Hispanic, right?
Yeah. You can go ahead and do that one.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, do you consider yourself Cuban American? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And remember, in terms of gender identification, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
A female.
Thank you very much for taking the time to help us. This concludes our survey. It was a pleasure,
Mel.
You're
welcome.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Likewise.